Somebody who sees a place where miracles happen to Klai Yisrael. Rova Klai Yisrael had a miracle in this place. For example, he saw the place where Klai Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, or the place where Klai Yisrael crossed the Yarden on the way to Eretz Yisrael. He should say the bracha, Baruch Asa Nisan Laviseinu B'Malkam Hazeh, blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they did miracles to our fathers in this place. Now we're referring to miracles that happened to Rova Klai Yisrael. But a miracle that happened to one specific individual, when he sees that place where the miracle happened to him, he should make the bracha of Baruch Sha'asa Linais B'Malkam Hazeh. But other people should not make the bracha. The miracle only happened to a yachid. So only that yachid would say the bracha. And so to his son and grandson, when they reach a place where the miracle happened to their father or grandfather, they would also say a bracha. They would say, Baruch Sha'asa Nais La'Avosai B'Malkam Hazeh. And these brachas that are mentioned in this parak should be said with shame umachas. You would say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, just like any other bracha. Makom shenekra mimenu avodes kochavim. Oimer Baruch Sha'akar avodes kochavim may artzein. Somebody who sees a place in Eretz Yisrael where there used to be an avodah zarah, but that avodah zarah had been rooted out, he should make the bracha Baruch Sha'akar avodes kochavim may artzein. Blessed are the Baruch Hu who rooted out Avodas Kochavim from our land. And if he sees a place outside of Eretz Yisrael where Avodas Zarah was rooted out, he should say, Baruch Sha'akar Avodas Kochavim mi makom hazeh, blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who rooted out Avodas Zarah from this place. Son of Brachas Parak Tats, Mishnah Beis, Av Zikin, Baal Zvoz, Baal Brakim, Baal Reimim, Baal Ruchos. Oimer Baruch Shekohu Gvurasso, Mali Olam. Somebody who witnesses Zikin, the shooting star, or Zvoz, which is an earthquake. Brakim is lightning. Re'emim is thunder. Ruchos are very, very strong winds, such as an hurricane. They make the bracha Baruch Shekoho Uvuraso Mali Olam Blessed Baruch Hu, that his strength and his might fills the world. Or if you want, you can say the bracha Baruch Osei Maisa Breishis. Either one of these two brachas is appropriate. Now, if you see both thunder and lightning, on the lightning you'd make the bracha Baruch Osei Maisa Breishis, and on the thunder you would say Baruch Shekoho Uvuraso Mali Olam. Alaharim Balagvoz Ba'ayamim Ba'anaros Ba'alamidbaros. Somebody sees mountains, a very large hill, or the sea, or river, or desert, he would say the bracha baruch osem ma'isa b'reishis. On these things, you can't say the bracha baruch shekoho rasim mali olam. These things stay in its place. So therefore, it's not mali olam, it doesn't fill the world. So instead, you would say the bracha baruch osem ma'isa b'reishis. Rabbi Huda Oimer Haroah Es Hayam HaGadol Oimer Baruch Sha'asa Es Hayam HaGadol. Rabbi Huda says somebody who sees the great sea, meaning he sees the ocean, such as the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, he would say a special bracha, which is Blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who made the Yam HaGadol, the great sea. Since the ocean is very, very large, the Chacham Or Mitaken a special bracha for the ocean. Bizman Sheroah So Leprachah. When do you make a bracha upon seeing any of these things? That's if you're seeing it for the first time in a while. Meaning to say, you're seeing it for the first time within 30 days, you would say a bracha. If you see it again within the 30 days of the first bracha, you would not say another bracha. Halak shamem. Va'a besuros hatovos. Oimer baruch hatova amesis. When it rained for the first time after it had not rained for a while, you would say the bracha Baruch Hatov Amesis, blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who does good for you and for others. This is talking about where you own the land together with other people, so the bracha Baruch Hatov Amesis is appropriate. If you own the land yourself without a partner, you would instead say the bracha Oshachiyana V'kimanu V'gyanu L'zman Hazeh. But if you don't have any land at all, then there's a different bracha that you would say. You would say HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain, you would say, Modu Menachem Lecha, Hashem Elokeinu, I'll call Tipa, B'Tipa, Sharayta Lanu. Thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for every drop that he brought down for us. And even if you don't have land, you benefit from the rain. And if you hear good tidings, if the tidings is good for you and for others, you would say the Baruch Baruch HaTovah Meitah. Baruch Shmuel Rose, Oimer Baruch Zayin HaEmes. When you hear bad news, then you would say the Baruch Baruch Zayin HaEmes. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the true judge, and even when something bad happens to you, it's just that everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is actually for your good, just we don't recognize it, so therefore it's appropriate to make a bracha even on bad times.